Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Warning. The following program may not be suitable for children.
Hold on to your butts.
As the sun sets over Slab Town, in the shadows of the Fremont Bridge, a club comes to life where you can let your freak flag fly.
There's a new fiesta in the making as we speak. Full kegs. Everybody's gonna be there. You ought to go.
The only thing that's off limits are the words you can't say thanks to the FCC.
They don't know what the f*** they're doing. Do you understand that?
We've given away too much to arrive at these political compromises. Yeah, now.
Google me, bitch.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Well, my.
Hey, it's me.
Jacked a granny
today. Ah. All right, you little bitches. He put the USDA stamp on his dong. Black dong. Black, please. Thank you. I've never seen so much dong in my life.
Okay, we apologize.
Take off your shorts.
It's time for the club, baby, on 105.1 and 1080. The Fan. Hoo-wee.
You're a freaking bitch.
In stereo.
Yeah. I love when you guys do that.
Yeah, that... It's why does it sound like that when we both? So that's
because we hit it so closely to the same time. It's just it's barely overlapped. Yeah. So it's like an echo effect.
It's amazing how often Buck and I do that.
Yeah,
you guys,
we hit the same.
Your periods have synced.
Yeah, I was going to say our menstruation cycles are like that too.
Bye, bitch.
You guys have spent too much time on the drop board together.
You're a freaking bitch.
Like when one of you plays a drop when the other one's out, do you feel like in your fingertips? Like Rob's in San Diego and Buck plays a bitch drop and Rob's like
my loins start burning.
Oh,
my hands are.
My wife's like, "What are you doing?" I was like, "Oh, Buck probably just played my bitch drops." All right, well, we're way over.
We did so well the first segment. We were on time.
I was anyone so proud of you. You broke at 12 minutes, just like you're supposed to.
Yeah, probably shouldn't have thrown in Doug's question. Yeah.
But all right, you need to be asked.
Doug, then we're going to give him a best friend hug.
That's a great jingle.
Whenever I think of Doug, that's all I think about.
What jingle is that? What?
That's from that. Hangover. Yeah.
Hangover.
Oh,
Doug,
that's right.
Doug.
But if he's been murdered by crystal meth tweakers, then we're S out of luck.
Yeah, that's a great one.
Yeah. I have that on my, that's on the soundtrack. So every now and then, like, I have my, like, my Spotify on shuffle. And that will pop up, and it always gives me a little...
Is that Ed...
Ed Helms?
Ed Helms, yeah.
I think that's his name.
At the piano?
Yeah.
With his tooth knocked out?
I have two songs off of that, on that soundtrack on my playlist. I have that Tiger song, and then I have the Dan Band doing Candy Shop.
I thought you were gonna say the Three Best Friends little... jingle that Zach Galifianakis sent.
No,
the three best friends.
I think that's on there too. If you look at the soundtrack, but no, I have the Dan Band doing milkshake or the candy shop, the 50 Cent candy shop, and then the Dan Band. If you don't know, he's the guy that does all those. Like he was in
old school,
and he was in.
Wasn't he at the Catalina Wine Mixer?
I think he was. Yeah,
was that the Dan Band?
I think that guy has been in a bunch of those. I think Vince Vaughn's like a big fan.
What?
And so, yeah, there's this guy, he calls them the Dan Band, and they sing those songs, but he kind of makes them vulgar.
Yeah, he punches them up with some F-bombs, but otherwise is just a cover act.
Yeah.
All right, well, when we come back, we're going to tell you that Eli Lilly's new weight loss pill, looking pretty promising.
Pretty good.
Looking pretty promising. If you've been scared of Ozempic, this might be for you. Next on The Fan.
Isaac and Big Sook have you from here.
Freaking bitch.
Yeah, so Eli Lilly, the maker of Mounjaro, said that its experimental GLP-1 pill successfully helped adults with obesity lose weight in a phase 3 trial.
So this is different than the injections.
Yeah. Yeah, this is different. As the company moves closer to submitting the drug for approval from the FDA. Now, the injections, you're talking about Ozempic?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, Eli Lilly doesn't make Ozempic.
No, but they're all the same. The GLPs are all the... Right. So there's Ozempic, there's like Way... Yeah. They're all...
Wegovy?
Wegovy.
Yeah.
They're all the same. So my understanding is this is the same. It's just not an injectable. It's a pill.
It's a pill, yeah. In a news release Thursday, the drug maker said the oral medication called... Orforglipron?
Nailed it.
Helped adults lose an average of 27 pounds.
I don't know if anyone else cared. But Buck's coming in. Nailed it. That got me. I enjoyed that.
It helped adults lose an average of 27.3 pounds in a 72-week trial. The pill showed significant efficacy and a safety and tolerability profile consistent with injectable GLP-1 therapies. So, buckle up. They're also saying it's going to be way cheaper.
Oh, yeah, because that's the other one. The Ozempic or those things, they're like, isn't it like $800-900 a month, something like that? It's spendy.
I wouldn't know.
Yeah, there's a bunch of people that are on it. My buddy's a doctor, and he's like, everyone that walks in the door is like, I want it. But I do think it's tricky to get insurance to pay for it if you don't actually need it. Like if you have diabetes and you're like obese, yeah. But like for those people, sure. But there's people that just need to lose like 20 or 30 pounds. They're like, give me the Ozempic. And they're like, well, you could just exercise a little more and not eat pizza. And they're like, give me the Ozempic.
They're going to make so much money on this thing.
It's because if it's a pill and you don't have to deal with the shot and it's affordable. Buckle
Dude,
up, it's everybody.
Everyone is going to have this.
Yes.
Eli Lilly's about... You buying Eli Lilly stock?
Do it right now.
What's their ticker?
Yeah. Get on it. Well, like I said, whoever comes up with a one where you can be... You don't have to be fat anymore, or whoever comes up with the you don't have to be bald anymore, you will be worth $8 gajillion.
They are LLY on the New York Stock Exchange.
Buy it now.
And they're at 751.
Yeah.
So down a little bit today. Down a little bit.
Well, wait till the
little discount.
Wait till all the fatties are like, just inhale it. Well, but it's true. I mean, it's like the number one like cause of death. I mean,
well, it's a good thing,
it's
right?
It's a good thing. Yes.
I mean, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, I don't know. Like, I'm weirded out. Like, my doc's always like, he prescribes Ozempic because you know the people that really need it, but he doesn't do it for the people that need to lose 20 or 30 pounds. He's not certain that there isn't some. He's a what? How do you put it? Like, nothing. There's no such thing as a free ride, and so there are some studies that talk about. Like,
so he's skeptical there may be long term issues or
because there's
setbacks.
Some stuff they're saying like already people are saying it can really mess with your digestive tract, it can cause ulcers, it can be like bone density, it's like muscle mass loss. But when you're 400 pounds, all of the negatives are way less than the idea of just being foreign.
You'd rather have those issues than just carrying around that much fat.
Yeah, but if you weigh 180 pounds and you want to weigh 150 pounds and you don't want to change anything of your diet and you're just on this, and that's the other one is like if you do this, a lot of it is just that it makes you not hungry. Are you going to be on this forever? It goes back to if you don't change your habits and you don't exercise and you still eat, and the only reason you're not eating is because this thing makes you nauseous and it makes you not want to eat. As soon as you go off of it, you're going to gain that weight back. So there's like, he's just skeptical that this is the long term, like for everybody. Obese people, sure. But a lot of the people that are on it, like I know a group of people that got together and did this as a group, and they're not obese.
They have Ozempic parties?
They had Ozempic parties.
Shoot each other up?
Yeah.
Nice.
They all do it together. And it's like...
Hot.
And I'm like, has anyone tried like a... just like a change in diet and exercise, like
going, shut your mouth,
going for daily walks or whatever. But everyone's like, well, I'm too busy and I don't want. And you're like, just give me the injection.
It's a shortcut.
Give me the injection. You know. But if you can make it in a pill and you can make it affordable and you don't have to stick yourself with it, you are so right. This thing is going to be a booming.
Bro.
Well, they said that that company, it came out of like UCLA, I think, was doing the research. They're saying that's going to clinical trials and that's like the baldness thing. They think that they can wake up within a year or two, they might be able to wake up dormant hair follicles.
No way.
Yeah. And if that happens.
Which sells better? The baldness or the fatness?
Boy.
Probably the fat.
I would think the fat.
Because bald's only men.
Yeah, man. I mean, there are some women, but yeah. But the baldness thing, dude, that's... If someone actually comes up with a topical treatment or a pill that you take, and it's not a surgery, it's nothing, you just take something, and then all of your hair that has stopped growing for 30 years starts growing again, yeah.
But will it look weird?
From my understanding behind it is it is the exact same thing, and this is just off of the stuff I've read. Supposedly, your hair doesn't fall out. It just goes to sleep. So apparently, I have a full head of hair that just stopped growing.
Sleep well, Suki follicles.
And the idea is that this...
Looks like they are.
That this basically just flips the switch, and all of those follicles wake up. So in theory... All the hair that you had at one point will grow. So if you had a full head of hair at 18, you know, we all essentially had a full head. If you had thin, wispy hair at 10, you're not going to have thick, luscious hair. But like if you have a widow's peak or what, in theory, all of that stuff will start growing back.
You know who that sucks for? You. And I'll tell you why. It does. Because while you may want that,
yeah.
You have presented yourself as bald for so long.
Yeah, it's been like 20 years.
That we're, I'm not.
You'd be Jason Witten in the booth.
It's like, what is that? And it will never, ever, ever be normal. Whereas the people who are younger, who haven't gone bald yet, who can catch it early.
Will always have it.
Will always, like, then we're not as stunned. For you, you're screwed. Because the second you come back with that. It's going to be like, what the hell?
What are you doing? Well, it's funny. So my daughter, who's trying to be this is what she wants to do. My daughter wants to do medical research. She wants to be a doctor, but she wants to be a researcher. And so she's always reading, and she's like, Dad, you know, and she's the one that brought me this. She's like, because I always hear about, oh, it's baldness cure, and I'm like, whatever. And she goes, no, Dad. She goes, this is really interesting stuff. And she was explaining the science behind it. She basically thinks, like, turning on a light switch. And so we were doing this around the dinner table, and the BTJ is like, I will leave you.
If you have hair?
If I have hair. And I was like, what in the hell? She goes, I will not accept this. She goes, no.
Why? You stay bald.
Same reason?
She will not. She claims that she's seen photos. She goes, you are not having hair. She goes, it looks weird.
Oh.
This is who I fell in love with. She goes, no. And I was like, are you S-ing me right now? And I said, I will be the first one in line. And she's like, no, no. I mean, she is like dead. She was mad at my daughter for even bringing it up.
Wow.
She's my wife is that way a little bit with my beard. Man. I even suggest shaving the whole thing, and she's like, don't you do it. I'm like, oh, okay.
Why? Because she's not attracted to you otherwise?
Well, yeah. My theory is that I have an ugly face, and she doesn't want to see it. But
jeez.
Yeah. Well, that's what I said. I said, that's a bit aggressive.
Yeah.
I think it's more the look that you've become accustomed to. Now, that's not up to you, ladies. It's up to us. But
well, imagine if Sook said to the BTJ, hey, you know, if you change your hair color,
I'm out. Yeah.
Like, you can't do that.
Believe me, I brought it up about, like, getting big.
Honey, if you put on 15 pounds, I'm kicking you to the curb.
You know what the best part is? She looks at me and goes, you would, you bastard. And I was like, wow. I was like, what if you got, like, all fat? And she's like, you would leave me in a second. And I was like, that's mean. And she goes, it's true. And you don't get hair. She's, like, laying down the law. She said, I can't have hair.
God.
Probably texting me right now telling me you're not getting hair. She probably heard it and is like, screw you.
We had travel chaos today. We'll get to that next. Here's Buck.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, we had a big travel problems today out in the United States of America. Of course, you and I were not traveling.
No.
So
next month, though.
A massive air traffic equipment outage.
What does that mean?
Brought travel to a near standstill across the United States today.
Not good.
DFW was effectively shut down as federal authorities scrambled to contain the fallout. Flights across at least 20 other air traffic control sectors, including those serving Los Angeles, Atlanta, Miami, New York, Chicago, Denver, Salt Lake, and D.C. were impacted by cascading congestion and rerouted traffic.
Funny how, like, one thing and just the domino tumbles.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it sounds like they all were.
Yeah, they all had.
They all had computer issues. Yeah.
How long was this grounded for?
Everything's computer.
Well, it is true now. Everything is. So when a computer system goes down, like...
Even Canada.
Yeah, you hear these things. It's like the, you know, the Joe Rogan, you know, types that are like, well, we're one cyber attack away. And, you know, you hear all this crap. But it really is kind of freaky to think about that if...
A cyber attack could be as disruptive as anything.
As anything. Like, if you want to talk about just grinding our country to a halt.
How are people getting money? How are they paying for food? How are they getting around? Yeah. I mean, it's just...
Yeah, you're just... We are...
Take out our cellular networks? How are we communicating with each other?
Well, like, you can have it.
You what?
I said you can have it.
You ready for isolationist rap?
Well, like, imagine...
Yeah, I'd be fine with it.
Imagine if you... Like, if the Wi-Fi, like, the internet cable, like, if that, all that... Like, if landlines, what do they call them? What's hardwired internet?
Landlines?
Yeah, the landlines. If internet went down or the cell phone network went down, you're right. Like, none of your bills would get paid. You can't get, like, no one has anything. Like, you would just be, you'd be.
No one would have access to anything.
No one. My gal couldn't even find her way home. She has to it's 5 years. She has to GPS her way home.
It'd basically be just a bunch of kids driving around aimlessly.
Yeah.
Because they can't find anything.
Where are we going? What?
We're too reliant on all that stuff.
It is true. I mean, we would be so effed. It is crazy to think about how fast we could be reverted back to, like, primitive society. Imagine if that went on for, like, 6 months. If you had 6 months of massive power outages, no Wi-Fi, cell phone networks going down. Even, like...
How do you even get information to people about what they should be doing?
Radio, baby. AM radio.
without electricity?
1080.
How fast... After what point would you have martial law? A month? 2 months?
So you're saying no internet.
Internet's down, power grid's down.
Power's out. So all power. Okay, so
yeah. I mean, and yeah,
do I have running water?
Yeah, you'd have running water. I would think.
So I have water
because that's not on electricity, right? Unless you live on a well.
Yeah.
But you would have water.
Do I have natural gas for my stove? If I have
sure,
a yeah, I mean sure. Stove. If you have natural gas, but I don't.
Most people don't. But
every bit of your food is spoiled. Anything that's in your refrigerator is gone.
Yeah. Your restaurants open?
No.
Because they don't have power.
And by the way, like supermarkets, like all that stuff is just,
yeah,
you're hooped.
Well, and even that, like think about if the internet and electricity are down, how would you buy groceries anyways? You can't access your account at your bank. How are you getting cash? How are you even paying for anything?
We had years ago when we lived in La Center, there was a really bad ice storm and it took down La Center's power. And so we were kind of like, well, let's, there's one little market in town and we knew it was coming and I was within walking distance. And so I was like, well, I'll hoof it down there and I'm just going to buy what they have. Cause they said, hey, it may be a long weekend. And I remember walking down there and they have like a big hot bar. It's like a, they call it like the Gorilla Grill, and they got burgers and chicken strip, you know, just the standard fare. And I walked in there and the power was out. And so the lady was like, it was cash only and no one had cash. And I had like $50 on me. And they were like, hey, we want to get out of here. They basically gave me everything in the hot case. They were like, just
take it.
They're like, take
it. We're out of here.
Yeah. And I was like, what? And they're like, what?
Yeah.
I peeled off like $20. I was like the only one with cash. And they just gave it to me. And I saw so many people that wanted to buy stuff. And they were like, we need cash. But the ATM didn't work. And like no one. And it was just, that was like my thought where I was like,
oh, commerce would grind to a halt.
Yeah.
I tell you what, it would be an interesting, it's an interesting question. Like, yeah. How long would it take in the United States?
I think after a month of nationwide rolling blackouts and cell phone data, like I think a month. And you would have, I'm not kidding, full-on martial law, panic in the streets.
All the doomsday preppers would be sitting back laughing.
It does not take people long to lose their S. It really doesn't.
10 U.S. airports were functionally restricted or closed by early this afternoon. Not good out there.
No. You're not getting your Ozempic.
What?
The Ozempic's gone.
Can't Why?
You can't get there. No, you can't get to the doctor's office.
Well, I can't eat anyway.
Yeah. Or, well, like, think about, like, if your insulin, any medication that needs to be refrigerated, gone.
What was that drop?
Orforglipron?
Nailed it.
I love this. I just, that's my favorite thing that's happened all day. Nailed it.
Orforglipron?
Nailed it.
All right.
Nailed it.
We'll wrap it up next on The Fan. Well, if we got nowhere today, we got some good drops.
We did.
We got this one.
Touchdown six, brother.
Touchdown six, brother. And we got this one. This is fantastic.
Rocco! Oh, my Rocco!
I don't know what that is, but it's great.
That is my, we'd say impression of Joel Klatt. Calling an Iowa State game.
Rocco! Oh, my Rocco! Oh!
The last O is the best part
of
that.
Dude, it sounds like you're...
Yeah, it does.
Sounds like you're climaxing.
Watch Joel Klatt do an Iowa State game.
Rocco! Oh, my Rocco! Oh!
Or Forglipron?
Nailed it.
Yeah, we got that one. God.
Speaking of Rocco, you know...
Every day.
Cristobal's kid is Rocco.
Yeah.
That's right.
You were, remember a while back we were asking, like coach fights or whatever. Cristobal, I was watching some of the McAfee today. It was on the old interwebs, and he had Mario Cristobal on. So I was like, oh, that popped up.
Yeah,
so
they're down in Miami.
Yeah,
right?
Down Miami.
Game day.
Yeah, and so McAfee was on there, and I swear to God, I thought Cristobal was gonna go. McAfee's looking at him. You know, McAfee's all like he's wearing
sleeveless
and whatever.
Wasn't he a punter?
He was a punter.
I mean,
so McAfee's like looking at him.
I don't get the bits.
And he turns to, he's talking to Cristobal and he goes, he's like, so you're like a jiu-jitsu guy, right? And Cristobal is kind of staring at him. And McAfee kind of bows up and Cristobal goes, do you want to fight? And like for a brief moment, I was like, I don't think Cristobal has a sense of humor. And McAfee goes, I'm not going to lie. He goes, I was thinking about shooting a single on you. And he goes, do it. And like, I think Cristobal was ready to go. I was like, there was some weird...
Is there anyone that would be less tolerant of McAfee's crap than Cristobal?
Dude, there was some weird macho sexual tension today between McAfee and Cristobal.
Look, I don't... Yeah, a lot of tea floating around there.
A lot of tea.
I don't mind McAfee. I really don't. Yeah. I think he's good.
But that combo is like oil and water.
But I got to tell you, I'd be rooting for Cristobal there. Yeah. I think that would be hilarious.
Well, just... The idea when someone asks you a question, are you a jiu-jitsu guy? And your response is quiet, stoic silence for about 5 seconds, followed by, what, you want to fight? What? How about this is my belt, or yeah, it's a hobby. You want to fight? Like, Jesus, Mario.
Would you fight Mario? You're a jiu-jitsu guy.
Yeah.
You want to go toe-to-toe with Mario Cristobal?
I would be fine. I tussled it.
Let's set it up.
I think we got to fight. I'll send him the audio.
My response wouldn't be, you want to fight?
He'll probably get on a flight tonight.
He probably
miss the game tomorrow.
He's like, let's do.
You the guy that wants to fight me?
Let's do this. Yeah, Trucks, balls, yeah. Jesus, Mario.
That is a lot of tea,
man. The tea that was flying around today during that interview was, I just thought of you. When I was watching it, I was like, somewhere Isaac Rop's eyes are rolling right now.
Rocco!
Rocco!
Jiminy Christmas. Anybody going to the game tomorrow?
Rocco! Rocco!
Sorry, I can't stop.
I'm not.
I'm not going to the game tomorrow.
No, I am not.
Digital Jake is.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Little Jakey Poops.
Season ticket holder.
The BTJ ropes me into going to one a year, and we've already picked Wisconsin.
Oh, nice.
And we're going on a party bus with a bunch of Wisconsin fans, which she's not thrilled about.
Oh, Jesus.
But you know what? They'll be your type because they'll be drinkers.
Buckle up.
Yeah. Party bus to Eugene with the crew from Jerry's Tavern.
Oh, boy.
That are all Wisconsin people.
BTJ might be in trouble.
Dude, it's going to be on.
All right, everybody, have a great weekend. We are back Monday, 3 to 7 on The Fan. Good night.
Ships of Spain, red ships of Spain.
Touchdown six, brother.
Or Forglipron.
Nailed it.
Rocco, oh my Rocco!
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.